Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a new report on how tires affect your car's performance and safety. Why millennials are killing mayonnaise. And the Emmys have everyone talking. We've got the greatest moments from on stage and the red carpet. First up, more than 2 million middle and high school students have used e-cigarettes to vape marijuana. That's according to a new survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. E-cigs have a heating element that turns liquid nicotine into vapor that can be inhaled. But about 1 in 11 American students answered yes when asked if they had used e-cigs for products containing THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. Cartridges of liquid containing THC are available for sale in states where recreational weed is legal. Some doctors say the vaping process could expose teens to higher levels of THC and other chemicals than different methods of consuming cannabis. The findings come as more health officials are expressing concern about underage vaping. The FDA has threatened to crack down on sales if manufacturers don't come up with plans to limit underage vaping. The study's authors say their findings might mean that e-cigarettes can lead to other drug use. All right, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, another celebrity has started their own liquor brand.
That's right, Kristen. MMA champion Conor McGregor has launched his Irish whiskey brand, Proper Number 12, in both his homeland of Ireland and the U.S. of A. McGregor has said he will donate up to $1 million per year to first responder organizations and charities. Arby's is offering permanent free sandwiches for life, but not the edible kind. The home of the meats is going to pay for their most dedicated fans to get sandwich tattoos if they're willing to travel to Long Beach, California on September 22nd. The U.S. will reportedly spare popular Apple products, including the watch and other consumer gadgets, from the latest round of tariffs on Chinese goods.
Okay, so what businesses will be affected by the tariffs?
Well, the cloud industry is expected to get hit, as well as companies that make parts for the machines used to make semiconductor chips.
Good to know. Thanks, Jerry. Moving right along to our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, Kim Kardashian is accused of copying someone else's photo shoot idea?
That's right, Kristen. Kim struck again. Mrs. West was blasted for allegedly stealing her latest photo shoot idea from independent jewelry designer Tanaya Henry. Now, apparently the same photographer Tanaya used for a lip lace line, Kim used for her KKW beauty photo shoot. Not to mention, Tanaya also says that Kim and her family know her well. Now, she's known for stealing photo shoot ideas. Just ask Paris Hilton. Moving on, is there an age limit on having a baby? Well, Richard Gere doesn't think so. He's found his pretty woman, and now it's time to have his baby. The 69-year-old and his 35-year-old wife, Alejandra Silva, are expecting their first child together. The two tied the knot earlier this year. Well, I guess it's never too late to get it in gear, right? And finally, when it's your birthday, people buy you gifts. But 2 Chainz purchased a school for his wife. His wife opened the school 2 years ago, and now she owns it. He shared their happy moment on social media with the caption, "You still buying girls bags? I bought mine a school. We are not the same. Trust me." So that's why my girl called me about buying a daycare. 2 Chainz, I'm on to you, fam. Anyway, on that note, I'm out. That's today's dish. Until next time.
Well, that is a unique birthday gift. I love it. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. And now some headlines for you. 8 additional states are launching an investigation into clerical abuse by the Catholic Church following the Pennsylvania report, which identified hundreds of priests accused of molesting at least 1,000 children. Missouri, New York, New Jersey, Kentucky, New Mexico, Illinois, Nebraska, and Wyoming have announced their own investigations. And not only is Roseanne Barr upset about being fired from her hit show, but she's revealed how they kill her off, and she doesn't sound happy about it.
They had her die of an opioid overdose. They had to so cruelly insult the people who loved that family and that show.
And finally, Brent Scott drove from Maine to help rescue animals from Hurricane Florence. And this black and white pit bull puppy can't contain how thankful she is. Look at the tail wagging and all those kisses. Just adorable. On Monday, the Emmy Awards were handed out with The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Game of Thrones taking top honors. And with the big trends, moments, and reaction from TV's biggest night, we're joined by our friend Nikki Novak of Fandango. Nikki, always great to have
you. Great to see you.
So the Emmys may be getting up there in age. They're 70
now. They're
70. But it was a big night for new talent.
Yes. I mean, especially in the comedy category, we're so used to seeing The Big Bang Theory, Veep, and Modern Family just dominating.
Yeah.
And The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel took a lot of honors as well as Barry. So it was like fresh new talent, which was nice to see.
Some legends were honored though.
Henry Winkler, the Fonz. He'll always be the Fonz to me. Every time I see him, here's the crazy thing about it. His first nomination was 42 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Five nominations he finally won for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy.
And I loved his speech too. I can't get enough of him.
I just wanted him to say A.
That's all. So ratings are down. What was reaction, do you think? Positive, negative?
I think the reaction was down too. I think the thing that's nice about it is they tried new things. But the hosts, Michael Che and Colin Jost, I think they sort of felt that it wasn't going so well. And I think people just felt that in the room, that the energy just wasn't there. I think one other thing that received a lot of criticism was diversity. They addressed it in the opening number with this song and dance called We Solved It. And
right.
then most of the awards went to white actors, performers, producers, writers, directors. So I think that was a bit awkward as well.
You know what everyone did love though? And I know you'll agree, the proposal.
The proposal, Glenn Weiss. And this is great because he's a director. He was winning for directing the Oscars, and
yes.
then he stole the Emmys. But it was so unexpected, and I think, you know, in a business where it's called Tinseltown, it was such a real moment. I was bawling.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but
no, me too.
Weeping.
As always, Nikki, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, stick around. We're going to have the top Emmy fashion later in the show. And now let's move on from TV performances to your cars. Tires affect your car's performance, fuel economy, and safety. And a new report breaks down the best ones. Consumer Reports tested over 50 models of tires for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Each set was driven for 16,000 miles. They were also tested in a lab and taken to an ice rink to see how well they could stop in the snow. The top-rated all-season tire was the General Ultimax RT43. It was rated very good for braking, handling, and performance in snow. For SUVs, the best performing tire was the Goodyear Assurance CS Fuel Max. It was rated excellent for rolling resistance, which affects fuel economy. The highest rated all-season truck tire was the Continental Cross Contact LX20 Eco Plus. In addition to good performance in the snow, reviewers said it was also quiet. For winter and snow tires, top marks went to the Cooper Discoverer True North. They're made to stand up to freezing temperatures and provide traction in the snow. Experts say to follow manufacturer recommendations and buy before your tires get worn out. With all the biggest celebs hitting the red carpet for the Emmys, there's a lot to take in. And that's why we have fashion expert Brooke Jaffe here via Skype to break down the biggest trends. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Kristen. I'm so happy to be back this morning.
Well, so happy to have you. So what caught your eye on the red carpet?
Well, there were no shortage of trends on that red carpet. Actresses were loving the color white. We saw Kristen Bell in that gorgeous Solace London, Penelope Cruz, of course, in that feathered Chanel Couture, and Claire Foy in that beautiful Calvin Klein. Another huge trend we were seeing on the red carpet were shades of pinks and reds, what we're calling the lipstick shades. So we loved Sandra Oh and her Ralph Russo Plunging V was gorgeous. The unforgettable Thandi Newton in that gorgeous pink Brandon Maxwell. They were flawless.
I agree with you. I know there were so many. Can you narrow it down to three favorite looks?
Jessica Biel was unforgettable. When she and Justin Timberlake walked in, for brides out there, there was so much inspiration in that world of white. Obviously, Rachel Brosnahan was stunning in that Oscar de la Renta cherry red dress. I love the one shoulder, so effortless. And last but not least, Angela Serafian in that gorgeous crystal embellished Christian Siriano dress. I don't know how she sat down, but it doesn't matter. She looked amazing.
comfort's overrated. Okay, I'm dying to know, who did it wrong?
Unfortunately, I think Laura Dern, the corset over the shirt, I just didn't quite get it, and I thought the color was a little bit harsh on her skin tones. Next time.
Yeah, she had a lot going on. Brooke, all great stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, to get your own fashion tips, you can follow Brooke on Instagram at BrookeJaffeStyle or check out our website, BrookeJaffeStyle.com. Okay, here's a fun fact for you. Americans spend 2.5 days a year looking for misplaced items. Can you believe that? Which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal. A KeySmart Pro with Tile Smart Location at a special 70% discount. You never have to lose your keys or your phone again. This device finds both. It pairs with your phone and can make your keys ring. Or you can track them on the free Tile app and see where they are on a map. If you misplace your phone, you can just press a button to make it ring, even if it's on silent. The KeySmart Pro is also the ultimate key organizer. It attaches to your car fob and can hold up to 10 keys. Plus, it has a built-in LED light and a bottle opener. The KeySmart Pro with Tile Smart Location retails for $130. But today you can buy it for just $39. That's a 70% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 26 Charlotte, despite them both being just second-year teachers, Emily Bales and Lauren Kovac are already making a world of difference for their special needs students in the Extensions program at Grand Oak Elementary. So much so, they're being recognized with Fox 46 Charlotte's Teachers Getting Results Award.
Every success is huge. Like, it's not just they got 100 on a test, it's, oh, they're speaking.
Showing that by using your passion and willingness to help others, you could achieve your goals no matter your age. In our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix, nearly 300 kids a year are diagnosed with cancer at Phoenix Children's Hospital. So the hospital's biggest goal has become trying to find a cure. So they're hitting the road, kicking off their Step Up, Step In, Stop Cancer campaign with a bus tour to raise awareness to fight childhood cancer and find funding for research. And in our final story from Fox 26 Houston, despite being deaf and rarely speaking, Robert Hill has formed a special bond with his neighbor, Joel Romo, after seeing him on his bike ride home from work every day. For the two of them, words are rarely needed. That's why Joel knew something was wrong when he heard Robert yelling when he found his bike was stolen. When Joel and another neighbor, Suzette Andrew, saw the heartbreak that losing his bike caused Robert, they decided to team up and buy him a brand new bike. Now Robert has a new set of wheels and his neighbors have a new sense of community. Hurricane Florence has wreaked havoc over so much of the North and South Carolina coast. But in times when the worst weather happens, sometimes you see the best in people. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte joins us now with more. Hi, Paige.
You know, Kristen, just last week we talked about hurricane hacks, getting prepared for this. Hopefully folks in the Carolinas listened because Florence hit hard. One of our reporters, Ann Wyatt Little, was actually on the North Carolina coast the past week. She found some spots of sunshine, though, through all the rain. Like this, words of encouragement spray painted on the plywood window covers. One restaurant able to cook some hot sandwiches for the hungry crews. Of course, there was the lady, her favorite, I assume, who gave her an empty ice cream cup for the wine when there were no glasses to be found. And this other woman that she is calling her tire angel, who helped with a flat when they were in a fix, proving, Kristen, that even when Mother Nature knocks you down, human nature can still be there to get people back up.
Just wonderful stories of people coming together. Thank you so much, Paige. All right, millennials are accused of a lot of things. Entitlement, laziness, narcissism. And now they're even being blamed for the death of Mayo. A viral article published by Philadelphia Magazine, provocatively headlined, How Millennials Killed Mayonnaise, has sparked strong reactions around the internet. The non-millennial author argues that Mayo has unfairly fallen out of favor with younger generations. Her reason? Millennials are shunning the traditions of their elders in favor of more exotic culinary fare. She says millennials don't want, quote, boring white food. Instead, they want sriracha, chipotle, and chimichurri. Also, mayo jiggles, and millennials apparently hate that. Now the author relied largely on her own experience to form her arguments and not, say, a scientific study about millennial attitudes toward condiments. Well, real millennials took to Twitter to say they were none too pleased by the accusations. One person tweeted, I'm about to go print out a copy of that Millennials Killed Mayo piece just so I can burn it. Another suggested, millennials didn't kill mayo, they rebranded it. Quote, we just added garlic and started calling it aioli. So even if mayo's on life support, it's not dead yet. Okay, you've probably heard of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Well, he's a pretty wealthy guy. He has an estimated net worth of $161 billion, making him the richest person in the world. So I think it's safe to say the successful businessman knows a thing or two about how to manage his time. At a recent discussion at the Economic Club think tank in Washington, D.C., Bezos revealed the best and worst times to hold business meetings. He said, I do my high IQ meetings before lunch, like anything that's going to be really mentally challenging. That's a 10 o'clock meeting. Bezos also said he doesn't like to hold important meetings after 5 p.m. And it turns out science backs him up. Behavioral scientist Daniel Pink says executives' moods get worse throughout the day and can even affect things like the company's stock prices. So if you have a big decision coming up, try thinking about it in the morning. It works for Jeff Bezos and could work for you too. Okay, on to some encouraging news. Matthew Perry is reportedly headed home after a lengthy hospital stay. Recently, Perry tweeted, 3 months in a hospital bed, check. His representatives confirmed that Perry had been recovering from surgery to repair a gastrointestinal perforation. The condition is described as a hole anywhere in the GI tract. It's considered an emergency and, if untreated, can lead to infection or even death. Fans took to social media to wish Perry the best. Many tweeted him to say, get well soon. One tweeted, I'll be there for you. Another wrote, could you be any more loved? A spokesperson said he is grateful for the concern and asks for continued privacy as he heals. A source told People Perry is now in good condition. Going out for a drink is a popular first date activity, and one dating expert says the type of drink you choose says a lot about you. Amelie Gerard is a dating expert for the app Once. She says people who order a beer are not putting pressure on the date and don't have high expectations. Wine drinkers are trying to show they're sophisticated and they appreciate getting compliments. Rum drinkers like to let their hair down and are normally the life of the party, while people who drink tequila like to take risks and live in the moment. And if you like Prosecco, you're shy, but have an interesting personality underneath. And it may pay to take your first date to a bar. A recent survey found going out for drinks has a 37% chance of leading to a second date. That's compared to just 27% for dinner. All right, moving on now. Just 1 month out from nationwide legalized marijuana in Canada, U.S. officials are warning our neighbors to the north that they could face a lifetime ban at the border if they're not careful. Because of American drug laws, Canadians working in the cannabis industry could be viewed as drug traffickers, or those who admit to using could be deemed inadmissible. So even though it would be legal in Canada, it would still be violating longstanding federal laws in the United States. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says they won't go out of their way to interrogate Canadian travelers, but they also warn you should not lie if asked about past drug use. An executive at the Office of Field Operations said, if you lie about it, that's fraud and misrepresentation, which carries a lifetime ban. But the Canadian government says they don't foresee any widespread problems with travelers crossing into the U.S. due to the legalization of recreational marijuana on October 17th. Canadians who are asked about past drug use can choose not to answer. They may be denied entry that day, but they can avoid a permanent ban that could come with an admission. All right, get excited. The new Apple Watch is here, and it's making major strides in health and fitness. The Series 4 has louder speakers, faster processing, and a 30% bigger display. It also features an FDA-approved electrocardiogram. At the press of a button, a sensor tests for normal heart rate, looking for signs of atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat that can lead to blood clot, stroke, or heart failure. The watch records ECG results, which can be shared with users' doctors. It also alerts users if their heart rates are too low. It's a huge step forward from previous models, which tracked heart rate during workouts and over long periods, alerting wearers only if it spiked to unhealthy levels. Using a gyroscope, the Series 4 also detects if wearers have fallen, notifying emergency contacts if users don't move within a minute. And one of my favorite features, the new watch reminds users to breathe, because sometimes you forget. The health-friendly watch will be available September 21st. Getting food on demand has never been easier. Well, now ice cream lovers rejoice because Häagen-Dazs is trying its hand at direct delivery. Earlier this month in London's Russell Square, the ice cream giant tested Häagen-Dazs Now. It's the first of its kind for ice cream, using web-based geolocation to pinpoint customers' exact position, whether they're standing still or on the move. Customers order through a Facebook Messenger chatbot. A temperature-controlled delivery van is then dispatched, the ice cream in portable freezer bags. While they wait, customers could track their ice cream's journey. With the tests complete, some have raised concerns, as deliveries might be perfect for parks or festivals, but impossible at sporting venues, and might even lead to a car chase if orders are placed while driving. For now, Häagen-Dazs is awaiting customer feedback as they determine the next steps. And I'm guessing this one's going to be a hit. And what a sweet way to end our show. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. We talked to an attorney about knowing your legal rights in case you're bumped from a flight. Plus, scientists say there are four personality types. Which one are you? And Michael Jordan has been trying to sell this huge mansion for years. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a great day.